So, if you spent St. Patrick's Day at Madison Square Garden getting your ass kicked by the New York Rangers, let me get a yes.
Oh, it's so great. It's the gift that keeps on giving.
It's so good. It's so good.
All right. Hey,
Oh, man.
everybody. Welcome to an all new episode 30 on Broadway as we are, enjoying the federal beatdown of the New York Islanders yesterday. I almost said last night. Yesterday.
Wait, yesterday?
Yes.
I see what you did there.
Okay. Sure. Sure.
Oh man. Oh God.
Plan that one. So we're gonna talk about that, obviously. A great St. Patty's Day at the Garden. Some reactions that we have from our last episode. So the last episode we did, obviously, it was reactions to the trade deadline. We've had what, six games since then?
Correct. Yep, six
And
games.
I know we did a little bit of things on our little ticky-tacky, oi, oi, oi. I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah,
And
with me just absolutely
Nick
vibing at the
vibing
garden.
to himself at the Garden, and the Garden Division is like, nope, not putting you on. It's
Yeah,
not happening.
absolutely ridiculous, by the way.
Yeah,
Shenanigans.
just out there with his sunglasses, Corey Harting it up,
Was great.
and
It was great.
not getting any love from the Garden crowd.
It's okay. I was just causing, mayhem all over the place yesterday, so I'm totally okay with
We'll get into that. So the reaction
it.
podcast led off with us going to the Garden for the Blues. The
For the
Blues,
beat down of the
the
Blues.
shutout of the Blues, where the Blues really did Jordan Binnington no favors at all, but that doesn't, we don't care. Who cares? Nobody cares. And then, of course, they follow up the gauntlet stretch, which they've got gauntlet stretch part two starting tomorrow night, Tuesday night against Winnipeg. But gauntlet part one was, the second stanza of it was the Devils on Monday night, the first of a back to back. Of seemingly all back to backs, because this is like all this team gets to get scheduled, it feels like.
Yeah, the only game last week that wasn't a back-to-back was
Was
against Tampa
Tampa.
Bay.
Yeah. And it's the only one they lost. Go figure.
Which is weird. I don't know how that worked out that
Go
way.
figure. But, we're gonna touch on it really quick. The Rangers beating the Devils 3-1, kind of putting a little bit of a more of a dagger into the Devils' hearts. The Rempe suspension, which return of the Rempire. The Rempire strikes back tomorrow.
Oh, that was good.
That's been on Twitter though. I'm not gonna take credit for that. That's been
Oh,
I
man.
thought of a really cool shirt design. I thought of a really cool design of like I don't know if you've seen the clips. I don't know how big of a Star Wars person you are. I'm not really that big on it anymore.
I am not that you are a
Not
liar.
the not the
You
new
have
stuff. Not the new stuff. Not the new stuff.
a
Not.
Star Wars chase card. How dare you? Don't lie. I will
Yeah, but that's
put
because I
that
got
out
that's because
there.
I did that because of Disney, because I need it for whatever. But anyways, they gave me an option like five different cards, and the only cool one that I could pick was the Darth Vader one. It's a cool looking card. Anyways, there's a scene where I don't even know the name of the series. This is how big into Star Wars I am now, but it's like, oh, it's the Obi-Wan like miniseries, I think. Where he's in the battle with Anakin as Darth Vader, and Darth Vader's mask is like cut in half, and it's him. I mean, it's all over. You've seen it on social media, where he's like, "You didn't kill Anakin, I did."
I have no idea what you're even talking
You're
about.
so full of crap. But anyways,
I'm really not. I
there's a
dude, I
scene
don't
where, all
like
right, so
Star Wars.
you know Darth Vader, you know who Darth Vader is. I know you know this. There's a scene in that series where they're fighting, and half of his helmet is like blown away, and you see his face. And I was like, "Oh, that'd be kind of cool to do, like the Empire Strikes Back." Like I know, I think there's another podcast. I think Broadway Block has like the Rempire Strikes Back thing, but I was like, "It'd be kind of cool to have that." And then Matt Rempe's face like silhouetted into like Darth Vader in the background. I was just my thought. I thought I was like that looked kind of cool on a t-shirt. But anyways, whatever. You go and do that? Anyone listening? I'm suing you.
Oh God.
From the law offices of I will get Vinny Trocheck to be our lawyer. He
Yeah,
will
I
represent
mean
us too.
he looked like a lawyer, I'll tell you that much.
But all right, really quick, it's over now, so we didn't really record. We were going to try to record midweek last week, but the scheduling and whatnot, the Rempe suspension, it was warranted. Rempe's got to keep his elbow tucked. He's got to keep his elbow in. I think you and I both agreed on that.
Yeah.
It was a bad play. You'll move on, you'll live from it. The
Agreed.
McDermott,
Clown.
complete
I mean,
schmuck, complete schmuck.
honestly, he shouldn't even try and go after Rempe because if it wasn't for Matt Rempe, Curtis McDermott wouldn't even be playing. So
And I think what he didn't get a single shift after he came back from his 10 minute
he
misconduct.
correct. So
Yeah, real important piece on the ice.
yeah.
Real important
So
factor. Real, real.
we all know the reason why Tom Fitzgerald traded for Curtis McDermott, and it's not because he thinks he's a good hockey player. So let's, and I think what Dave did and
Oh,
Bobby
Bobby
Grainger,
Grainger.
dude,
Yes.
it was so good.
Oh,
It
it was
was
so.
so good.
Yes.
So
100%.
good. If
100%.
you don't follow Blue Sleep Blogs, I know Chris retweeted it because Chris
Oh, it's.
absolutely loved it. I loved it.
Oh.
I retweeted it. Yeah. Bobby Grainger reading the Curtis McDermott
Salt and pepper, Bobby
interview.
Grainger, looking good. He's got a good look
Yeah.
going.
And if you're not old enough, if you don't remember, or if you don't
The
know who
like
we're
bad
talking about
Ranger
with
years where all you look forward to are Bobby Grainger commercials.
Bobby Grainger commercials, they were so good.
Good.
They were
Like,
so good.
yeah,
Much
we just.
better than the hard hat guy that MSG got, years later. You get some Devil or Islander fans saying boo,
That's not a
like
bad
that.
one. That's not a
Oh,
bad
it's a
one.
dude, that's a horrible. I hate that
It's
commercial.
not like some of the ones now, not all of them, but some of the ones now, like the singing one is like, no, I can't, but whatever. Bobby Grainger, go look it up on YouTube. Fantastic. But I brought up Rempe first, and I know we've got a lot of stuff to kind of quickly go through here on this episode, but his net front presence, like, and this is where McDermott is even more of a clown. Rempe can play. Rempe is showing he's got, albeit a lot of it's raw, he's got talent. And for a guy his size, he can skate. He's got good legs.
He moves well for a big
He
guy.
moves well for a big guy. He's sneaky with the puck, and he is a menace in front of the net. And everywhere else, he's a heat-seeking missile. I mean, that was Nick's line, a heat-seeking missile.
And he causes turnovers, man. Defensemen are afraid of
Tarasenko
him.
in the Blues game almost tripped over himself behind the net.
Torrey Krug like pivoted to try and get away from him because like they're taking note when Rempe's on the ice and the puck's it behind their net and they have to play the puck. They know that, man, I better move this fast because he's coming.
Yeah, and I think it was, I'm trying to remember who. Who the other defenseman was at one point that Scandella, where he just threw the puck away. There was one play I think in the third period I think it was where he just blatantly threw the puck away. Rempe was barreling down on him, but you missed having him in the lineup. Albeit they've rolled off, with him gone, they went 3-1,
Yeah, but
so.
not my 3C made the turnover that
But
turned
the Tampa game,
not my 3C.
which was
Not my not
oddly that
not
play
my not my 3C,
was
Johnny
so.
B.
This was the whole game yesterday, by the way, folks. The whole game at the Islanders. Not my 3C. Who scores? Who scores the game winner? Not my 3C. Who gets the first star of the game? Not my 3C. Yeah, Johnny had a hell of a
Oh
bounce back
man.
game. had a
Yes, he did.
hell of a bounce back
Yes,
game.
he did. Yes, he did.
But that turnover with Tampa was like dead in the water. And this is one of the things about Tampa that's scary. They were dead in the water. The Rangers were all over them. And all it takes is one thing, kind of like the Ryan Strome missing the empty net. It takes one little thing, and that team gets woken up. And as good as we've had from the trade deadline, which we'll dive into those guys, the Tampa Bay Lightning hit a home run. I mean, you want to use a cheesy line and say they caught lightning in a bottle or whatever. Picking
Oh,
up, picking up. I said it was cheesy. I knew it was going to be bad,
boo.
but it's true.
Boo.
Picking up Duclair has paid off immediately for them. They look like a different team. It's a team that has the most experience, probably out of anybody in the Eastern Conference in terms of going deep in the playoffs right now. That's the team that's probably, outside of Boston, who is the number one biggest fraud right now because of their record. But Tampa is one of those teams that's scary. Now, I'm not saying, oh, I don't want to face him. I would rather not, but I also am not the type that sits here and says, oh, I'd rather play this team, because there's one thing you don't do. You don't play for your opponent, and you don't play to pick your opponent. That's why I don't even like the whole idea of where they were talking about, like, oh, playoff seeding. Not the NHL or anything, but this was like ideas being floated around on social media where it was like the top two teams or whatever, they get to pick who they play against in the first round. Screw that. That is loading up. That is what Nick hates the term bulletin board material. That is providing all the ammo that you need to another team to just, no, I wouldn't even, no. You're putting all the pressure square on you. So my thing is, Rangers keep winning. Just keep winning, take care of business at home, and take care of business when you get into the playoffs. Don't worry about who the hell you're going to play. Don't sit here and start saying, oh, we need to jostle for this position, that position, whatever. You play to your strengths, you play the best that you can, you get yourself ready for the postseason, and then you start punching down doors and you start punching them down one at a time, and hopefully you punch down 16. But
Are you saying that you play to win the game?
you play to win. Yes. So they allow Tampa to wake up, and Tampa goes on, a freaking tirade where the Rangers weren't giving up barely any goals for like the last four or five games. All of a sudden, it's a deluge. Kind of carried over a little bit to Pittsburgh in the 7-4 game, which was just a wild one. That game was just ridiculous. In true hilarious fashion, for some reason, could not get the stream to play anything other than the ESPN Deportes feed, which was fantastic. So much better than listening to McDonough do play by play. I mean, it was terrific. Ironically, I walked out of the room when Panarin scored, which would have been great to get that clip. But I did get the clip that I posted again on our socials of the scrum in front of the net with in front of Quick, and it was just the back and forth was fantastic. Speed it up. They get to the Garden Saturday, Sunday afternoon, 1 o'clock against the Islanders, and it was just hilarious because our section was very mellow. For 220 is usually a lively bunch. We were a little bit more on the older side for this game, which was kind of odd.
I was very annoyed. We had a lot of geritol in our section.
Nick did shame an Islanders kid into covering his jersey with his jacket. We're sorry. He wasn't like a little kid. He was a high schooler, probably. It'd be funny if like we found out he was like a college kid. We just don't know anymore because whatever, but there was a group of Islander jackasses, like six rows up behind us, that did the yes chant when the Islanders scored. Like, you would have thought that they won the cup. There was a guy a couple of seats over from us. It was an Isles fan that we were giving shit to. I wouldn't let him walk by me. I was messing with him, obviously, in good fun. But then, like Nick with his freaking
Oh,
sunglasses doing the yes chant to his face.
God, that was good. It was so good. So good. Listen, it wasn't that big because his buddies that were with him dapped me up because they thought it was hilarious.
It was good. But the biggest thing over a bunch of these games that we've seen, and a lot of it's on defense. The first one I want to talk about that Nick wrote in his handy dandy notes for the podcast. See, we didn't spend so much time BSing on this one.
No.
We didn't have any stories. Oh, we didn't tell the story of, oh wait, the Blues game at Tiernanog. The guy. So we're really, you know what?
Oh,
Should I save it for
God.
the end? No,
Yeah,
I'm
save
gonna
it
do
for
it.
the
No,
end.
I'll do it right now
Oh,
because we may run
Jesus.
out of time, and then that way I know to speed it up.
Make up your
We're
mind.
at Tiernanog before the game, and there's a husband and wife with their daughter, and David Quinn comes up for some reason, and we're talking about how terrible, you know, David Quinn's tenure was outside of like two moments of rabbit ears. You know,
Rabbit
if
ears.
you got to know the rabbit ears. If you don't, just try to find it. And then, well, that happened.
That happened. Yep.
And we're all in agreeance. And there's this guy who's like, he's one of those guys that just wants to be friends with everybody at the bar. Nothing wrong with it. But he's just like in with everybody. He's like, he's your best friend. You don't even know who the hell he is. And he just like jumps in and he's standing there listening to us talk about David Quinn. And then he just out of nowhere, you know, the best thing that has ever happened was the Rangers go and sign Jonathan Quick to be a backup goaltender. And you, myself, and the gentleman we're talking with are all looking at each other like, the hell does that have to do with what we're talking about right now? Like, fair point. You're right. Very true. But Jonathan Quick and David Quinn have nothing in common. There's no relation there. There's no.
The only thing that in common is the first three letters of their last name are the same.
I mean, it was just it was funny. And I
That's
meant to
it.
like I meant I said to Nick, sidebar this because I have to bring this up on the podcast, and it just dawned on me. Nick's CTE probably forgot about it, but that's
I
fine.
did.
All right. Defense stepping up. Zach Jones has been fantastic. He
As
is
some would say, he's been humongous big.
he you know, we've talked before, and I've said it, we've said it, I think, even on the podcast, where Zach Jones previously had played to where he looks like an AHL defenseman. He plays completely different down with the Wolfpack than he does with the Rangers. Whether that's, you know, nerves, abilities, whatever. He since coming back into the lineup, he has been terrific.
He's been huge. He's been huge. And he's been doing it when the team needs him more than ever. And he's been doing it without getting consistent playing time, which is one of the hardest things in any sport to do. The fact that he sat in the press box most of the season, he's only played 23 games this year. The fact that for two-thirds of the season he spent in the press box not playing, and then it was, all right, well, one of our most important pieces is down. You got to go in there and we're rolling, and you got to make sure that you're not the weak link in the chain. And he stepped right in and he's been fantastic. So what he's doing is not easy, and this is especially for somebody who most of us thought he was going to be a goner.
Yeah.
Didn't think he would actually be here
Thought he was gonna
past
be a
last
piece of the trade
Friday.
deadline. Yeah. Thought he would be a trade
Yeah.
deadline piece.
So kudos to Zach Jones for stepping in and stepping up big time. And even now, with Trouba being out, when Trouba returns, it looks like he might actually stay in the lineup.
Yeah, with Ryan
With
Lindgren. Yeah, with Lindgren
depending on
gone.
what happens with Lindgren. Which unfortunately there's no news yet, but that did not look good yesterday.
No. And there's concerns. There's I am of the mindset of, regardless, if somehow the injury isn't severe, Which I think the fact that we haven't really heard anything yet kind of leans me more towards it's not good. Even if somehow, because we know he's a cyborg, somehow if he is like ready to go by the end of the week, I think the Rangers should shut him down. Give him, I'm not saying necessarily the rest of the season because that could be detrimental, but maybe even, the rest of the month.
He
Shut him
needs time
down.
off.
Shut
He
him
needs time off.
down. Maybe until the last freaking, maybe until April 7th against the Canadians, where you've got your final five stretch of the season. Shut him down. He's had a brutal season. He's clearly been battling something. And I mean, it's obvious ailments all year because Ryan Lindgren, this is not the Ryan Lindgren that we're used that we know. And he needs the break. So this could be like trying to pull, glass half full, some optimism out of this. This could have been possibly the best thing. Hope, just, knock on wood, it's not a season-ending kind of injury. Because losing Ryan Lindgren long term through going into the playoffs is a huge blow. I know people will say, well, Ryan Lindgren's been abysmal and he's had a terrible season. He's still Ryan Lindgren. He's still one of those guys that you want going into your corner when the playoffs come around.
Yeah, not having him for a playoff run would be detrimental.
But with
Because
having Zach Jones.
there's no other defenseman on the team that plays his game.
No, and I was going to say, even with Zach Jones playing as good as he is, Zach Jones is not right. It's not the same style. We haven't seen Ruedel yet in the lineup, which I'm fairly certain we're going to tomorrow or Tuesday night. Haven't really seen too much on his style of play. It's a loss. It's a hole in the lineup. Now another defenseman stepping up. And he's actually kind of like he's making the mistakes and stuff, but he's also finding ways to fix it pretty quick. But the pairing of Miller and Schneider has looked really good. And Keandre Miller on an offensive side has really kind of like unlocked himself a bit here with Jacob Trouba being down. Now, I'm not necessarily buying into the whole, oh, Jacob Trouba is an anchor. Jacob Trouba is the reason why Keandre Miller is not as good as he is. I don't agree with that. I think it's playing more into the line of what Nick was saying, which he'll explain about the dynamic of how Schneider and Miller seem to be working really well right now.
Yeah, it's they're peanut butter and jelly. It's
Wow, look at you.
Trouba is an
Peanut
offensive
butter jelly
defenseman.
time.
He
Peanut butter jelly time.
he's known for throwing hard, big hits, but Trouba has never been a defensive defenseman. That's never been his game going back to Winnipeg. I remember watching him in Winnipeg when he first came up. He has all offensive instincts. He is not. He's turned himself more into a two-way defender since he's become a Ranger, but that's not what his style of play is. He is when he first came up, he was an offensive defenseman. So he was miscast by the Rangers as a shutdown top pairing defenseman, and Jeff Gorton paid him that way. That was never his game. So that's number one. Number two, I do think Miller has. Because it could be because there's more on his plate, so he has the added responsibility, and he feels more pressure to deliver with Trouba out of the lineup. But it's also Schneider's defensively responsible. He is. Schneider is your more typical stay-at-home, defenseman. So it's a good pairing. It's the same kind of dynamic with Lindgren and Fox, which makes them successful. Fox is the offensive, point producer, and Lindgren is the stay at home. I play defense. I block shots. I eat minutes. I'm on the penalty kill. I don't do anything flashy or fancy. I just go out there with, and do my job. So I really think, and kudos to Keandre for also stepping up while Trouba was out to fill in that void. It's been impressive to see.
Yeah, and it's big. I mean, it's huge for what they need right now with the way they're leaking on defense injury wise. And it doesn't put them into a position where things are desperate. So I think, obviously picking up Ruidel as a depth player. We haven't seen him yet in the lineup, but we're gonna see him now, obviously now, right away. Even kind of plays even more to a pretty solid deadline from Drury,
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
which, 6 games ago we were sitting here going, I gave him a B minus, you gave him a C plus. You were kind of harsh on him a bit.
I was.
I think right now I'm probably at like an A minus, maybe
Yeah,
B plus.
I definitely bumped it up to a B because you see where he's gone and how he chose to address the team and the players that he brought in. He went for need and for fit. He didn't go for star power or flash, and it's really benefited the Rangers. I mean, most notably the Alex Wennberg addition. As much as I love the Roslovic fit, and I think Roslovic's doing a really good job with 3 points in 6 games on that top line with Mika and Kreider. And you see it. It's really evident when you see him in person. Roslovic, his speed is so evident, and how he plays the game. He's really pushing back defenses. It's opening up space on the ice for that line to operate. But I think that the biggest fit has been Wennberg.
Well, Wennberg
Wennberg.
has allowed Kako.
Yeah. And it's just he's helped bring a but the other thing about Wennberg too that I love is he's just a hound for the puck. If
Yeah.
he doesn't have it, he's tracking it. He's like a dog with a bone getting to that thing. It's truly, truly impressive to see how well he's playing.
Yeah, it's been, you watch both of them. Roslovic, honestly, he's not just fast, but the things he does with the puck, the way he can feed the puck, there's been plays where he's made passes where you have no idea how he makes the move that he made. And he's looked really solid. I mean, he has looked really good. And it's kind of allowing, Mika to turn a corner a bit. Still would like to see a little bit more engagement with Kreider, but Mika, you're starting to kind of see where, Mika March is starting to kind of appear. It's not fully there yet, even though we're past the halfway mark. But maybe Mika March will be Mika May this year, which
I would
will
much rather it
be
be
a
Mika
hell of a lot
May.
better. I'll take that 100%. But
I would much rather it be Mika May.
like you said with Roslovic, kind of unlocking, Mika, Wennberg has
But you,
really.
but Wennberg also the addition of Wennberg has also helped contribute to Mika's level of play being raised because now Laviolette has a third line he can throw out there against another team's top line. You saw him in Pittsburgh. It was the Wennberg line against the Crosby line matching
Yeah.
up. It's not Zibanejad. And this will be huge come playoff time if the Rangers are playing the Florida Panthers or the Carolina Hurricanes.
Yeah, more ability at matching up.
Because you don't have to put Mika out there against, let's say the Gensel line or the Barkov line. You can mix and match it. You can do different things and you could get Mika better offensive matchup. So, just Wenberg's appearance in that respect, it has been huge for the Rangers.
Yeah, and it's allowed Kako, Kako's producing now. He scored again yesterday, a beautiful shot. You see the confidence in him being raised up a bit. Barkley Goodrow, who going into the last episode, I'm sitting here going, ah, I don't know, I'm not feeling good about it, has been great. He's looked really good. And I think a lot of that's with Rempe, Rempe being on his line. But again, as well too, credit to all the moves that I've made so far. They've looked really good, and it's helped really solidify the lineup for sure.
They're deeper. They are deeper.
The schedule this week is again ridiculous, but I don't know. There's no back to backs. Thankfully, this is it. The back to backs are over, but it's every other day. It's almost playoff hockey. They got the Jets tomorrow night. Then they've got the Bruins on a Thursday, which will be a big one. Then they've got a big rematch at home against the Panthers. So we'll be recapping those three before they've got a potential playoff matchup with the
That game against the Panthers, I think, is a Saturday night game.
Saturday night ABC ESPN Plus.
Yeah, that's a showcase game. That's
It's a
gonna be a national TV game.
showcase. Yep. All right. Really quick before we close up. So Rob Saletti, who is, oh man, Rob Saletti sent us a comment. So Rob Saletti, live from the Blue Seats podcast, great podcast, part of Blue Seat Blogs, where Nick writes. He wrote, or he tweeted us on Twitter: explore a world in which Laviolette doesn't break up the Miller-Schneider pairing, assuming Lindgren will miss the start of the playoffs. What are the defensive pairs for the NYR playoff opener?
Oh. Oh
We
boy.
did get one person that replied to that, who said Jones Fox, your top pair, which Miller Schneider, which I think, okay. Gus Truba.
Oh boy.
And it's a good assumption to assume that Lindgren's going to miss the start of the playoffs. So this isn't like far fetched or anything. But
I would go Gustafson, Fox, Miller, Schneider, Trouba, Jones. I don't love that.
you did mention that it's tough to stick an 8 million defenseman on as your third pairing,
It
but
is. It's
it's a good problem to have though.
well, I mean, it's not really a good problem to have, but it's it,
No, but I'm saying
oh
your ability to be able
man.
to do that. That's actually what Rob. I think Jones and Fox together is too much of the same. That's, I don't know. It'd be kind of fun to watch. It'd be a little bit fun to watch, but that was
I
Gretzky
mean,
Music. Adam Fox is the creator, is the one that replied to Rob's question to us, but
yeah, I don't know,
I
man.
think it. I think it's probably Miller Schneider as your top, then Gus
See,
Fox and Trouba Jones.
I don't think Truba, I don't think True, I don't think Truba Miller is a bad pair.
No, but Miller Schneider has been way better.
But I
Way
kind of
better.
want somebody with defensive ability to play with Fox, because if you're relying on Fox to be, a more of a two-way
Well, then do
defenseman,
you go Ruedel over Gus?
they're not taking Gustafson out of the lineup. It would be Jones would be the odd man out. I would, if it
So then
was
you do. So if you
me,
do that, then you're doing Ruedel Fox.
no, what I would do, I would go Miller, Trouba, Schneider, Fox, Gustafson, Jones.
I don't know about the third pairing. I don't, that's the thing. Like, I don't like seeing Gus and Schneider together. I don't
No,
know.
I put
No, I know,
Schneider
but
with
what I'm
Fox.
saying is I don't like seeing them together. I definitely wouldn't like seeing Gus with Jones.
I mean, that's what the pair is right now, and they've been fine.
Gus has been the weakest link on that defense so far. That's why I'm curious to see what Ruedel does.
Because I think if Rolito plays well, you're playing Jones out of the lineup.
I don't know. Jones has played, I think, without looking at anything other than just eye tests right now. I'm not looking at any stats or any analytics or anything like that. Jones to me has played far better than Gustafson.
I don't disagree. But I think Gustafson has more the coaching staff trusts him more.
I get that, but I think this stretch will be a big tell. I think depending, so my take would be depending on how Ruedel looks in the lineup will determine who's the odd man out when Trouba's back. I think it's either Ruedel or Gustafson is one of the two that gets flipped. And I know that's probably, like you said, it kind of goes a little bit against the trust factor maybe, but I think Jones has played as Jones has played the best hockey he's ever played, and he's looked really good. I right now trust him a bit more if it were me.
That's fair. That's fair.
So there you go. All right. We will be back after this run of games. Big importance coming up. What do you think? You think they pick up 4 out of 6, 5 out of 6?
I'm gonna say they started a new winning streak and they're 6 for 6.
Ooh, there we go. All right. We'll
And
see you
they and
guys.
And they become the front runners for the President's Trophy.
There you go.